Thank you, Laura.
José Silva believed that everyone should learn and develop their intuitive ability to make more right decisions and thus live a happier, healthier, more successful life. I have been very fortunate to have had the opportunity to work with José Silva for over 28 years, and during that time, I learned his method and I practiced and applied his techniques. I used them in everyday life, and they helped me to make more right decisions than wrong, and thus helped me to live a happier, healthier, more successful life. During my time in Silva, I found that many people have questions concerning intuition. Some of the most common questions are, what is intuition? How do I know that I have intuition? How do I develop it? What can I do with it? Maybe one day, the scientific proof as to what intuition is may very well be found in quantum physics. In Silva, however, you will find much information, theory, and research to support the theory to show that intuition is possible. However, it is not necessary to know the reasoning that makes intuition possible for you to be able to use it. So, what is intuition? Intuition is your ability to use your mind to detect information, information that you can use to solve problems and to make decisions. Think for a moment. Have you ever experienced intuition? Have you ever had a hunch? A gut feeling? A very strong feeling that something needs to be done? If you have, then this may very well be your intuition. Or let's think now about this. Have you ever had a situation when you're busy doing something and out of the deep blue sky you get a thought or an image of someone you know but have not seen for a while and had no reason to think of this person? And then, a short time later, you are contacted by this person, whether by phone, mail, email, or in person. Is it a coincidence that you had a thought of this person and then you are contacted? Or could this be that you intuitively sensed this person was thinking about you? Chances are that your mind tuned into this person while they had in their mind a thought about you. This is an intuitive experience for you. You may also experience intuition with a person you are very close to, and you seem to tune in to each other frequently and to the same ideas and information. Many times, you are able to sense information and feelings intuitively with this person. At times, a question may be answered by the other person before the question is asked. These are instances of intuition. Have you ever heard of motherly intuition? This is when your mother knows things about you that you have not told her about. Or for example, my mother and I were very much in tune, and she would communicate with me mentally. There would be times when I would be busy at work, and out of nowhere I would get a thought of my mother, or an image of my mother. So I would call her, and she would immediately say, when she answered the telephone, "I knew it was you. I sent you a telepathic message because I did not want to call you in case you were busy at work. But I'm making enchiladas, and I know that you like them so much that I would like to invite you for lunch." And she did make the best enchiladas with all the fresh ingredients, and she would go to the store and pick the red peppers herself to make the chili sauce because they had to be of a certain quality. Well, so much for enchiladas. These are some examples of intuition. Take a moment and think of an occasion when you may have had an intuitive experience, something that you could confirm. Once you have had this type of experience, then it becomes a knowing to you. A knowing is something that you know you can do because you have done it before. You may be provided with all the scientific information on how something works, and you may be told that so many others can do it, but unless you have done it at least once, it will not be a knowing to you. One of the most challenging things is to know when you are receiving an intuitive thought. Anytime you can confirm intuitive thoughts, you will become more confident with your intuition. For example, For me, when my mother would tell me that she contacted me telepathically, reconfirmed my confidence. So we say that intuition is your ability to detect information with your mind from your family, your friends, your associates, or from wherever necessary to help improve your decision-making that will help you make better decisions in your health, relationships, and your business or profession. Another common question that people ask is, how do you know that you have intuition? Once you complete the training and learn to enter deep levels of mind, your intuitive mind will be enhanced, more so if you attend a live presentation. In a live presentation, you will receive positive feedback in the casework section, and you will know that it works for you. However, every one of you will develop at your own pace, depending on your belief factor, your desire to learn and to use what you learn, and your faith in the system. Every one of you has the ability to develop your ESP with training and practice. Just like you can develop your physical body with exercise, you can train your brain to project the mind. If I asked how many of you can run a mile, chances are that many of you are not able to do it at this time. However, if you started a training program, in time, most of you would be able to run a mile, and faster with continued practice. Each one of you would develop at your own pace, however. It is never too late to learn. I once heard a story of a man who had never been in a running program. But when he retired at the age of 65, he decided to start running to improve his health. This man, at the age of 81, ran his first full marathon, which is about 26 miles. So you see, it is never too late to learn. You all have the ability to detect information with your subjective senses. Once you have completed your training, look for coincidences to confirm your intuition, but also take an active part in creating things as soon as possible. For example, when I was attending the Silva training, and we had just started the ESP section, and in those days in Laredo, the class was held in the evenings from 7 to 11. One day, after class ended, at approximately 11 p.m., I went home and arrived close to midnight, and my parents were not there. My parents would never go out this late during the week, but I knew that my sister had just bought a home, and they probably were helping her to move. I became concerned when they did not arrive by 1 a.m., because they needed to be home to be able to go to work in the morning. I did not know my sister's new phone number, and there were no cell phones back then. So I said to myself, I'm taking this ESP course. Let me see if it works. I went to my level, and I imagined calling my mother. Mentally, I said, Mom, please call me. Well, in no time, the phone rang, and it was my mother who said, Pepe, I was asleep, and I clearly heard you say, Mom, Mom, and I woke up and thought you might be worried. We decided to stay at your sister's house since we finished too late. For me, this experience changed my life, and I started to use ESP in so many ways that I don't have enough time in this recording to cover them all. So practice and be confident, and use your ESP. The more you practice and the more you use it, the more confident you get, and the easier it becomes for you.